You're listening to the Millennial Perspective Podcast, a podcast where we get to share with you ideas and perspectives that we believe can inspire and challenge you to think and live differently. I am your host, Omud, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, my name is Omud, and you are listening or watching the Millennial Perspective. In this particular episode, I've been having conversations with a few friends. This is the second friend that I'm having a conversation with, specifically on how to manage your time better. I'm having a conversation with Mutale Otiliangava. She's an agricultural economist now. She graduated. Last time we had a conversation, we were looking forward to her. But right now, she's a graduate. So congratulations, Mutale. How does that feel now?
Thank you. It still feels the same, honestly. But I guess it just makes you feel like you've achieved something, obviously. And yeah, it's nice to have a degree.
All right.
Hopefully, I can have more in future.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So congratulations. So,
yes.
Tali, let's get
let's get right into
it. Recently, I put out an ebook on how to manage your time better, and I asked a few friends. You were one of those friends that I asked to say, "Can you share your perspectives on how you manage your time better and how people can manage their time better?" And this is what you this is what your contribution in the book was. You said the best way to manage time is to prioritize, I believe. That way, you know what you're focusing on at a point in time instead of leaving things to chance. So there's three things I would like to know. Firstly, from this quote or from this contribution that you made in the book, the first one will be, how do you prioritize? Because you say, the best way to manage your time is to prioritize. So you, as Mutale, how do you prioritize your time?
First, let's say, for example, I wake up in the morning. I have way ahead of time. Let's say if my day is supposed to start at 8, I'll try to be up, let's say, by 5:30, get ready, and then, or even the night before, plan ahead. So I'll come up with a to-do list. What do I need to do tomorrow? So if I come up with a to-do list, when I'm looking at my to-do list, I'll be able to say, okay, this is what's urgent and important. Then maybe this is not that urgent. I can do this later. So that way, by planning ahead, I can come up with a plan on how I want to spend my time the following day, or maybe in that moment. And that way I find that I'm more productive, I get more things done because I'm not just doing things out of the blues. Like I'm not just saying, oh, now I need to do this. Oh, now I need to do this. So what helps me prioritize is planning my day well ahead of time.
Okay.
And coming up with a to-do list. That helps me remember because, you know, sometimes I think I never used to be a person who used to do to-do lists, honestly. I would just... like, I don't know, I used to make like mental notes, but I realized that's not as effective. So this past year, 2020, and this year as well, I was more intentional about coming up with a to-do list, especially the day before, and I've seen how much productive it makes me, even like on weekends, because I think sometimes we think we only do to-do lists like during the week, but even on weekends. So yeah, like, cause you know, weekends are just like, it's just chilled, but you still have to account for your time even on weekends. So the night before I can say, okay, so tomorrow I need to do my nails, or I need to, even if I just want to relax, I want to watch movies, I'll come up with a to-do list for how I want to spend my time the following day. Just so I don't feel like I've wasted time even on the weekend, because there are other productive things that you can do even on a weekend. But I think sometimes we forget, like we think we can't use our time effectively even on weekends, which I guess shouldn't be the case. Yeah.
Do you have like a limit of things you put on your to-do list? Like if you're creating the to-do list the day before, do you fill it up mm-hmm. the max, or do you have limits of the things that you have on your to-do list?
I think I fill it up like to the max. Like usually my to-do list, my to-do, like this is a book, right? Uh-huh. It will be full, like all the pages are going to be full. But because, okay, like for me, I like details. So I write even the littlest things, even if it's just a reminder, like call grandma, I'll put it there. Mm-hmm. So I find that way, even if I haven't done everything on my to-do list, when I'm reviewing how I spent my time at the end of the day, I can say, okay, this wasn't really urgent, so I can do it tomorrow. But I'll still try as much as possible to make sure that I've exhausted my to-do list. Unless, of course, because we're talking about prioritizing, I find that maybe, because when you're doing a to-do list, I think you have to say, okay, maybe this will take me an hour, or maybe there's this meeting, this will take me 2 hours. So maybe you find that certain things overlap, maybe that are even beyond your control. Then the things that were not urgent, I'll do them the following day. But I try as much as possible to exhaust it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, of course, even as you get to do your to-do list, which brings mm-hmm. me to the second part of your quote, is focusing. There's definitely distractions that you get to experience. There's definitely distractions that come through in the day. How do you manage, or how do you limit those distractions?
Okay, I think, like, I'll give one example. One of the distractions, obviously, is social media.
Yeah.
So let's say you're in a meeting, you want to see something on Facebook instead of paying attention to what you're doing. Or let's say you even just, let's say maybe on your to-do list, you said, I need to write an article. Mm-hmm. So whilst you're in the middle of the article, your mind wanders, you touch your phone, you want to see something on social media. Let's say you find a funny video, you start mm-hmm. laughing, and you've seen how, like, on Facebook, the way they've done it now, like when you find a funny video, just down there'll be like another one. So you find that you've wasted a lot of time. Because you keep on going down now, like you're just finding too much funny things or memes or things like that. So for me, what I do most times, especially when I'm working, I put my phone aside. Mm. I'll just say, okay, let me put my phone aside. And then maybe I'll have breaks in between. Because again, sometimes if you're focused on one thing for a very long time, you're not, I don't know, I guess as humans, we easily lose focus. So you need time to break here and there, even if it's just like 10 minutes. Maybe you do an hour of work, you take a break, you do 30 minutes of work. So for me, that's what helps, taking breaks, putting my phone away, just making sure I limit my distractions.
All right, great. Is there a recommended number of breaks to take in a day?
Okay, but no, I wouldn't say there's a recommended number of breaks, but obviously you can't be doing like 20 minutes, you take a break. Another 20 minutes, you take a break. I think it depends on your attention, your focus span, like how long it takes for you to get bored. Because sometimes when you're doing something, let's say for 3 hours, let's say you're studying, you'll find that at a point, like your brain just becomes... Yeah, so I think it depends on your attention span. But for me, I try, if it's something like really intense, I can even go like 4 hours without taking a break. Oh. And then maybe I'll just feel tired and I need to refresh, take a breather, so that your mind is constantly fresh. Okay. So I wouldn't say there's a recommended number of breaks. It would depend on your attention span.
Okay. All right, that's great. Now, seeing you are a graduate and you're working now, there's definitely definitely deadlines. There were deadlines.
Yes.
There's definitely deadlines at the office now. How does Mutale handle those deadlines? What does Mthali do to ensure that she meets the deadline?
So I would say prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like I'll give an example without going into much detail, like at work. Let's say if my supervisor comes to me, I have three supervisors.
Mm.
So if this one comes to me and says, I need this now, another one comes to me and says, okay, maybe I need this tomorrow. Like I have different deadlines. So obviously I'll start with the most pressing matter and I'll try to get it done in the shortest possible time, but still give my best and everything. And yeah, I think I would say prioritize to meet your deadlines. And then there are sometimes you also have to, let's say if you have to get off work at 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the work hasn't been done. Sometimes you just have to go overtime so that you're able to meet that deadline. Sometimes you have to stretch yourself to meet that deadline. And I think that's the good part about starting your day like well ahead. It's like you gain some hours, if I can say. Because if you wake up, okay, like for me, I've noticed when I start my day late, I panic throughout the day because I know I'm supposed to be meeting deadlines. But if I set a time for me to start something and I start it on time, I plan ahead. I end up not panicking and most times I end up meeting my deadlines.
So starting your day early definitely does a lot of help, huh?
Yeah, it does. It gains you, it gains you a few hours.
I actually recommend starting the day early. My day also starts somewhere about 4:30 between 4:30 and 5. That's the time my day starts. And just like you are saying, it helps. It just makes you it somehow makes it look like you've gained more time than everybody else.
Yeah.
Sure, like
it does.
On particular times I can even start my day at 4. When I start my day at 4, by the time it's about 7-8 in the morning, I would honestly would have achieved one of my major tasks would have been done. So I definitely also recommend people starting their days early. Of course it's not easy, we work differently, but if an individual is able to start their day early, that definitely comes in very, very handy. Now Mthali,
can I just say on the starting your day early, maybe for university students, I remember when I was at UNSA, I never believed in starting my day early because I used to like breaking the night. But when I actually started trying the thing of starting my day early, it worked quite well for me. So maybe just in case a university student comes across this footage, like I feel like we're wired to believe that you can only study at night, or you can only, okay, of course people differ, but most people at university believe that you have to break the night, which actually most times shouldn't be the case. I think you can, like the way we were talking about starting your day early, that also helps.
Okay, yeah, great stuff. Now Mthali, you are the founder of Z Agripreneur, right? So you do, and you do share tips, you do share some tips and some work there. I know there's a time we worked on some social media managing as well, so you do also work on digital. This is away from the work that you have. How do you manage that balance? How does Mthali manage to balance between your personal passions and your responsibility at the office? How do you manage to bring a balance between these two different fields or industries, so to say?
I'll be honest, like last year, especially when I just started work, it was a bit hard for me to actually find a balance, because I would find that after work, I would be tired and I wouldn't be really Like when I'm trying to do the other things, like the social media management stuff, maybe my day would go by, and if I had set out a task specifically on that, I'll find that I didn't manage to do it. But what helped was, I don't know if it makes sense, but stealing moments during the day. Like let's say on my priorities, I've also added the maybe write an article or do some research for an article. So if I prioritize the things that are needed at work, I try to finish as early as possible. And then during lunchtime, I have like 30 minutes to spare. I'll have my lunch quickly. And then the rest of the 30 minutes, I'll do some research for the article. Or even waking up early, like let's say if I get up at 5, I do my devotion. Then I need to, let's say, I need to leave like at 6:30. So if I wake up early, prepare and everything, by 5:45, I'm done. I maybe like if instead of starting off from home at 6:30, let's say I'll start off at 6 because I like to be very early. That's just who I am. And then I'll find that I get to the office by 6:45. So, and work only starts at 8. And I remember people would ask me, why do you get to the office early? I'm like, I just like being early. So now I have an hour and 15 minutes before work starts at 8. And I can do other things for the social media management. And I can also write an article, schedule it for it to be published later. So I would say that's what helped me. Or even after work, maybe I'm on a bus. You know how like buses in Lusaka take long.
I
use Bama Road. That road has I don't know how many robots. and I don't know how many.
And they take long.
And like, you want to get somewhere. I used to get irritated, but now I'm just like, you know what? Even whilst I'm on this bus, I can still make my time count. Yeah. So let's say when I'm on the bus, because if you have a phone, I can be typing something on my phone. Like you can type the article on your phone, or I can be reading a book that's going to help me with the social media management, or I can be reading an article on agriculture, or I can be listening to a podcast. So I sort of tried to make the most of every minute. Of course, there are sometimes maybe like you're tired, so you just be listening to music maybe. But most times I would try to either get to the office very early, try to do something during lunch, or like I said, after work on the long bus rides, or even on weekends.
Yeah.
Like, because on weekends, obviously, you can work on your own thing. I'll just try to say, okay, what were some of my goals for this as well? What do I need to do this, and try to do it over the weekend, especially on Saturdays, so that on Sundays I can just rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. I like the way you put it, to say steal the moment.
I think
it actually sounds like a very good initiative and a very good. I remember even when I was in college, it was the same thing. The bus rides were also very.
Is that I need a car?
Yeah. So the bus rides were very good. But now, like, I utilize, I think, most of my driving time for listening to podcast or audiobooks or a scripture. Yeah, I think you've put it in a very good way, to say steal the moments in the day for extra work, for your personal work or your personal development, or to make milestones in your own personal stuff.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. Now, of course, we're going to talk about this. There's stress in work, there's stress in business, even worse off in this COVID time. You're also trying to, if you have a flu or just a slight cough, your stresses are all over, you know what I mean? But more in relation to, you said you've got 3 supervisors. How do you manage the stress? For example, if those 3 supervisors give you tasks that they need done in the very same day, or that have the very same deadline, how do you manage that stress? How do you navigate that part?
To be honest, I think one of the most important thing to start with is you should be very honest with yourself. So like, let's say if my supervisor comes to me and tells me to do something, and I feel like it's a bit unrealistic because my other supervisor has given me work that I need to do, like I need to submit in the next 30 minutes. And she also comes to me and says, I need this in the next 30 minutes. I'll tell her, okay, I can do this, but I can only give it to you maybe 30 minutes after I submit this. Like, I think it's important to gauge yourself, because if you overpromise, you're going to, like you were saying, you're going to be stressed. You're going to feel like you're not meeting your deadlines and you're just going to crash. So I think sometimes it's also important to say no, like get the job done. What I like to do, okay, this is what has been working for me. I like to under promise and over deliver. So maybe if my supervisor tells me, no, I need you to do this, I'll be like, okay, I can do this, but let's say I'll be able to submit it at 16. Then let's say I managed to finish the other thing I was doing my supervisor by 12, I'll obviously start working on that thing. And then maybe let's say submit it at 14:45. And then she'll be like, but I thought you said 16. Then you're like, no, actually, I managed to do it on time. So yeah. So I think it's important sometimes to under promise and over deliver. Like, be ambitious, but be honest. Don't, like, you're also a human being. You're just a human being. You're not a machine. You're not a robot. And I feel like our generation has somehow glorified this thing of not resting, but that's not how we're supposed to do life. Like, yes, you're supposed to work hard, you're supposed to push, you're supposed to hustle, put in your all, but your body also needs to rest, and you also just need to gauge yourself. And I think that's the best way you utilize time. Like, you know, because when you're, let's say if you have a to-do list and you're checking off things, you're like, I got this. Like, you're even motivated. Yeah. But if you're too stressed again and you find that you're not doing anything you're supposed to be doing, that also,
becomes a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's even a very important point with regards to resting. Because like you're saying, unfortunately, there's a way I like to put it, and it's in by no way shaming success, but I like to say success has now become the new slave master. You know what I mean? Where everybody just wants to be successful, successful on the definitions of others. I don't know if everybody thinks having $1 billion, having ABCD defines the success, not initially the individual defining their own success. And by that, now we are enslaved to the hustle, we're enslaved to grind. Now, of course, we're not saying don't hustle or don't grind, but you should have a healthy way, or there should be a healthy approach towards the hustling and the grinding and get it done, you know, because it's even like you're saying earlier, there's the team no sleep, you know what I mean? I'm like, if you don't sleep for a while, you're putting strain, you know, you'll be putting strain on your on your own body, which you probably be getting success in the finances, but you making losses in your health and in other things. So it's better you won't even enjoy. So I think it's best to balance the...
Because, you know, like, the two. One thing I learned is, like, when it comes to time management, you also need to manage the time for your body. And, like, what I realized, I learned this the hard way. If you don't find time for your body to rest or for you to just refresh, your body will make time for you by force.
Yeah,
whether you like it or not, and then maybe that will even draw you back, because let's say maybe you will just need a whole, maybe even 3 days you're just recovering because your body has crashed. But if you prioritize that time, you manage your time well to an extent where you also make time for your body to rest, you make more use of your time. Like, it will be more effective. You won't have to make up for that time when it crashed. Now you have 20 million other things pending.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. People really need to rest. Even as we hustle, mm-hmm. as we push and as we grind, we do definitely need to rest.
Yeah.
Now, just to close it off, Mtale, why do you think, mm-hmm. I know you've given a lot of benefits, I would just like to put it on record. Why do you think managing your time better is important?
Okay, so I'll give this very funny example. But you know how they say time is money?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true. I'll give an example. And I actually wrote this down a few weeks ago about mm-hmm. planning my time. My friend was having a birthday thing, and she told me, like, a month ago, she was like, no, I'm having a birth. But this was before the whole COVID thing became,
yeah.
Last year, she was telling me, no, I'm having a birthday, get together, so please come. It will be at this place, what or not. She gave me all the details. So I remember I only started looking for a present for her, like, tomorrow is the birthday. Then now I had to start. I had to start looking for a present, and I was so stressed. Like, I remember, and it was the birthday thing was on a Saturday. So Friday after work, my friend escorted me to go look for a present. We went to all the shops. Like, we went to Manda Hill. We were not finding what I wanted. We spent a lot of time. We spent a lot of money moving from one place to the other, looking for something. And I remember at that moment, I said to myself, if I had managed my time better, because I knew this was coming, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have spent so much money and so much time. So I used to think people who say time is money just are like, what do you mean? Like, time is money, how? But in that moment, I realized if I had managed my time better, if I had said, okay, every day after work during the week, I check the nearest mall mm-hmm. if I can find something. Yeah, I wouldn't have, because I really, like, it really pained me, because I didn't even find the present that day. The following Saturday, I found the gift, but at first I was late to the party, so I had to get a cab to go, which was like more money.
Yeah.
And then even just the time, because earlier I had an engagement at church, so leaving church again, I needed a cab to go to the mall, then the mall to the event of the party, because I knew that, okay, here if I use the bus, I'll be extra late. So mm-hmm. in that moment, I realized if I had managed my time better, I wouldn't be panicking, and I wouldn't have spent all this money that I'm spending right now.
Yeah.
So if we don't manage our time properly, honestly, you might not see it, but you're wasting money, you're wasting time, and you're panicking.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Which isn't good.
Yeah, definitely. That makes a lot of sense. I think I didn't see the time is money in that aspect, because if you delay, then you get to spend on extra things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that definitely makes sense. So Mtale, thanks a lot for giving me this time off your schedule. You know, thanks a lot. It's been very insightful for me. I definitely know it will be very insightful for mm-hmm. people watching right now. It will be very insightful for people listening right now. So thanks a lot for sharing your perspective mm-hmm. on time management. Once again, congratulations on your graduation. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having this platform. Like, I feel like we don't talk about the important things, and you're really bringing out the important things, like time. If we really all mastered our time, we would achieve so much, but we don't realize it. So thank you for doing this.
No, sure. Thanks a lot, Mtale.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.